Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Owl. My name is Marcus Brunzi.
And my name is Nicholas Bright. What's going on?
Nicholas, are you Nicholas? Is that your full name?
It is indeed my full name.
But that sounds like a silly question to ask you, Nick. Nicholas.
Nobody ever uses it, so.
How about when you're in trouble? Do you ever get called Nicholas?
Nope, never.
Would it be sexy if someone was like, oh, Nicholas?
No.
Yes, Nicholas.
Definitely not.
Give me the Dickless Nicholas. So this is the episode where we have a little talk about what's going on in the world of tech. And I don't know if we should we share our internal names that we've got for this with the public, or is it too cheesy?
No, go for it, mate. Listen, it's all about branding at the end of the day.
So we're calling our Tuesday episodes where we talk about timeless tech stories, Timeless Tech Tuesdays, right? And Thursdays where Nick and I think and give our thoughts about tech. It's Thoughts on Tech Thursdays. Thoughtful Tech Thursdays. Something like that. But yeah, that's how it's going to be dropping from now moving forward. Because Nick was like, bruv, with this new format, literally before we press record, with this new format, Marcus, how many fucking episodes are going out every single week? I was like, that's a very good question, Nick. Yeah, so it's three episodes that we have out. Two come out to you for free. And if you want to join us on Patreon, which we would really appreciate, patreon.com/howtokillanhour, that's where you can get an extra episode of our Timeless Tech Stories. In it, right, Nick?
Live-o. Live. So free. We're all in agreement now.
Yes, we are all in agreement. In the world of tech, Nick, I always like to ask you, how have you been killing time recently? The world's been opening up a little bit here in the UK in the middle of June, just after our solstice in 2021. So have you been going out a little bit more?
I have. And just, I don't know if you saw that little fact about the summer solstice this year, which is AKA the longest day of the year. I think it happens on the 21st of June here, which was meant to be Freedom Day. It was meant to be the day that all the restrictions ended, but they didn't end. 19th of July is where it's headed now. But anyway, the fact was that the winter solstice was actually warmer than the summer solstice. Do you know that?
What?
Yeah,
because for it was, real?
Because the weather's been so crap here in the UK in the last kind of 2 weeks. It was really hot. We had it was super hot. That's kind of lovely. About 3 weeks ago. It was like 30 degrees in that. Again, don't know what that is in Fs, but it was like 30 degrees. And the little studio that I'm in right now, because it's at the back of my garden and the structure's made out of wood and it's got like a window in the roof, it was like unbearable to be in here. But now it's like, you know, the weather's gone shite again. And that's kind of just like what the UK is. That's why, if you're an international listener listening to this, or even if you're in the UK, that is why we're obsessed with the weather. Because it is just, you know, like in other countries, if you go on holiday to, say, Spain. You go on holiday to Spain or Portugal or the south of France or Croatia or, you know, somewhere Italy, somewhere in that kind of region. You know for a fact from kind of mid-May until mid-September, you're looking at least 25 degrees every day. You know, it might not be sunny, but the weather's going to be pretty... In the UK, let me tell you, like I said, it was 30 degrees 3 weeks ago, man. It was like 14 degrees or 12 degrees the other day.
Yeah. And that is part of the reason why we cannot behave correctly in the sun. That is why when you see English, British people in Spain, you see British people in Ibiza, you see British people abroad, that is why they don't know how to use sun cream properly, because they are like getting as much as they can. I understand it a little bit now. I mean, I'm very sensible. I use Factor 50. Ain't you brown, mate? Don't you know you don't need to use that? Yes, I do. Everyone can get skin cancer. Thank you very much. yeah, that's why you see British people, because they literally are like, this is it. I remember a couple of weeks ago, Nick, this was the first time where I was like, do you know what? I cannot wait to put on shorts and flip-flops. And it probably wasn't warm enough when it was leading up to that heat wave to wear shorts and flip-flops. But I was like, this is it. This is all we're banging going to get. I was wearing shorts. I'll be honest, Nick, the flip-flops are out and I'm still wearing them when it's mild weather, because I'm like, I'm going to wear these until I'm unable to wear flip-flops outside because it's too cold. I'm going to maximize the amount of open tonus, the amount of shoulders that can be out where I can wear a vest, the amount of walking down the street with no top on. I'm not doing that at the moment. Still a little bit too big for that. But I'm going for gold. I totally understand it. I'm even like, do you know what? Let me keep the windows closed so it stays nice and warm in here for a little while.
I'm hearing it. I don't know if you've seen what's happening in the States at the moment, but there's like basically...
Someone getting shot? Racism? Well,
other than that, and that, you know, that those are daily occurrences, to be fair. But the heat, or the hottest heat record has been broken.
Oh my God.
In Oregon... and Washington State, and they've got like emergency rulings or emergency laws over there at the moment that say the heat is actually a danger to life in some of these places. And I was reading the story thinking, as a Brit, I'd love a bit of that right now.
Yeah
I'd love a bit of danger to life heat. that's what us Brits are like, because we don't get it. We see those things. Most people see that and they're like, that's desert temperatures, it's dangerous, you can't be outside. Us Brits are like, bet you I can, mate.
Yeah, they're like don't need any sun cream for that. They'll be like, yeah, let's get out there. What, hot enough to actually literally fry an egg? Yeah,
it's like 40 degrees and that, and I'm looking at it thinking, as long as I've got a swimming pool, you know what I mean, I'm cool. You should just be diving in the pool and that.
It's fascinating the infrastructure that they have out there for heat. So I've got my mate's missus is from Arizona, right? Very hot there. Probably in one of those hot spots you're talking about, Nick, right? You have drive-through cash points there because it is so hot. Drive-through money, bro. So if you needed some cash, no getting out of your car to run over the road and get it. You drive through that so you can avoid the heat. That's serious desert heat.
I feel like America, yeah. Because it's so vast, it's such a big country, like they got bare space, they've just thought of everything. You know, like how everything's bigger in America. Over here, we don't have a lot of space. That's why like the roads are really skinny, the pavements are really skinny, the houses are really small, unless unless you're really, really rich and you live in the middle of nowhere. But like in America, everything's like big and they seem to have thought of everything. Drive-through cash machines, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Bojo, mate, get on it. I can't be bothered to. It's not even a heat thing over here. It's the laziness thing. I can't be bothered to get out the car.
Deliveroo for cash. Could you imagine that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the next one. Someone delivers your cash to you. That would be the one, man. Yeah, it's funny. When you look at the infrastructure here in the UK, you realise that this was really Mark One, wasn't it? Like, they just built a road and were like, let's make it curvy. Let's make it bend around the corner. Whereas in America, it's like a grid system, isn't it?
But that is why Americans, has to be said, love coming to Europe, though, for the history.
Yeah.
Because, like, in America, it's not they don't have history, but, like, the history's nowhere near as old, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, they love coming here and looking at the buildings and going to Europe and, you know, finding out about all the various different wars that, you know, we were no doubt involved in / responsible for.
Yeah.
Because, for some reason, back in those days, the Brits just love to... I don't know, be like the playground bullies. Mm. It's so funny, isn't it, the story of British history, in that, like, back in the day, before the world was a developed place, like, the British, even though we're only a tiny little island, we were like the playground bullies. We were like the Billy Big Bollocks walking around bullying all the other countries, saying, we want this, we're taking over that, you know, this is ours, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like... everyone's kind of caught up to a certain extent with technology and blah, blah, blah. And now we're some tiny little dot. I mean? And I'm looking at it like, how did we... Well, I understand how, because we had the technology... Well, I don't want to call it technology, because obviously we had the manpower and the ability to go to places like India and just take it over. You know how big India is now? And you know how many people are in India? Like, can you imagine us going there and being like, yeah, we're just going to take this whole country?
You
All right, India would be like, what, you, man, yeah, over there, that tiny little island. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I could just imagine that shot of the bully or someone holding someone's head and then them trying to swing punches. You know, the bully with a long arm holding the top of someone's head as they try to punch them. That's the UK now, basically. Oh, do you know how sick we are? Yeah, right, mate. That was back in the day, innit? Like, come on now.
We're like a boxer that's gone on too long. You know what I mean? Like, we're just getting knocked out by everybody now. We're like a boxer that's gone on too long. And we're, now we're just like best mates with America because without America, we'd be screwed.
Fucking hell. Horrendous. Anyway, right.
The history podcast on how to kill an hour.
But yeah, I mean... So now we're back out and about again. Have you been adjusting to our kind of, because we're not fully out of lockdown. However, we can now go and dine inside in restaurants, can't we?
Yeah.
We can go to pubs and stuff like that too.
So, well, firstly, I take issue with the phrase lockdown. I mean, I feel like it has been, I understand what people say when they mean it because it's just the easiest way to describe what's going on in the country, but come on, man, this is so not a lockdown. And like, I know certain sectors have been closed and, you know, I feel deeply sorry because, you know, we know people that are affected massively by it. Funk Butcher, who's like been a big part of the How to Kill an Hour family for a long time. You know, he's really pushing for the nightclub sector to be unlocked or the entertainment sector to be unlocked because, you know, those people in those sectors are really, really suffering. And I totally get that. So that kind of sector really has been closed. It's been closed all the way through, I should point out as well.
Yeah.
You know, nightclubs haven't been able to open since, you know, this whole pandemic started.
Yeah.
So I feel sorry for those guys, but then there's other areas. It's not a lockdown now, is it? You can go to Pret, you can go to the pub, you can go to, you know, a brunch, a bottomless brunch with your friends. You, like you said, you can go and eat in restaurants. You can pretty much do everything else.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of a weird kind of limbo that we're in at the moment. But yeah, to answer your question, I have been kind of getting out and about. And it's quite strange because some of my mates kind of really not on going out still.
Yeah.
And then other ones, they're just like out here licking lampposts and, you know, doing all sorts of mad stuff. But like, it's weird because the disparity between the two is quite large. And I've even got mates who have been double vaccinated, you know,
really?
And they still don't want to go out.
Yeah. 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 It's interesting. It kind of shows you the difference in kind of personality. And I think I'm more understanding now for people that want, that have had enough and are kind of not bending the rules, but people that were really strict with not going out, who were like, no, I just want to go for dinner with my family. It's my mum's birthday. I've not seen her for 6 months. I'm kind of like being like, you know what? I understand now that you've weighed up the dangers and you've decided that you want to be a little bit more social. Do you know what I mean? I get it now. Like, whereas when it was like the first month of lockdown, I was like, look, everyone just stay inside, innit?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just let's not. All right,
the lockdown one, as people are calling it over here now. So we're talking from the start of the pandemic. So when was that? March, April?
That was March 2019, mate. That was the year before last. No,
2020.
Sorry,
my bad. Yeah, not 2019. Woo! Definitely not.
There you go. Wishing away years. Sorry about that.
So yeah, like when it first started, that was serious. That was a serious lockdown. Let me tell you, and I say this with a wry smile on my face because I do not believe for one second that I am important in any way. But as someone that was technically classed as a key worker through doing my radio show, I had to go in to, like, my radio show was, because it's live on a Saturday at the BBC in Central London. Yeah. I had to go in to still do it. Central London, full ghost town, brother. And when I say ghost town, I mean, like, we're talking Oxford Circus, which is one of the busiest parts of the planet, normally, empty, all the shops shut. And when I say all the shops, I mean all the shops. There was no, like, in lockdown two and all that, like I said, you could still go to Pret. You could still go, you know, to Costa, still go Starbucks. You had to get takeaway, but you could still go.
Yeah.
It's like lockdown one, mate. Everything shut. The only shop on down Oxford Street that was open, and I remember it vividly because I used to go in there because it was a little hack. Marks and Spencer's, because they've got a supermarket underneath. It's got a food hall.
Right.
So like the main bit of the shop was shut, but the food hall was open downstairs. And this is in the times when nobody could get eggs, nobody could get pasta, nobody could get toilet roll. Marks and Spencer's, because it's in W1, Central London, and nobody lives in W1 really, it had everything. So I would go in there and I'd be the only person in there. I'd go in on a Saturday after work. I'm the only guy in there other than the staff. I'm like buying 6 loads of eggs, bare pasta. I'm like, this is fucking great. I don't know what everyone's moaning about. Bare toilet roll. This is superb.
So you were living like a king. You were like, oh yeah, oh, I spilled a bit of water on the floor. Let me just throw a roll of loo roll on it to soak it up. You were living like a king.
One whole roll of loo roll just to soak it up. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck it. I've got fucking 17,000 rolls behind me that I've stocked up from M&S. You know, we're sweet.
Yeah. Do you know what though? I've got to share this with you guys on the pod, right? So I was overseeing the parents the other day and I did open a cupboard and see a suspiciously large amount of beans and other things that I think people were kind of getting during lockdown. And I went to my mum. I said, were you hoarding during lockdown? She was like, no. I would never do such a thing. And I was like, kind of looks like you guys were some of the people that were buying loads of stuff so no one else could have access to it. She's like, I would never do that. And I was like, well, the evidence supplied here in this cupboard shows that you guys could live off these beans for a couple of years if everything locked down again. Mum's like, well, we always have had stuff like that. I was like, don't remember that when I was a kid. But to be fair, right, on the other hand, never had a household where I ran out of food. There was always something to eat. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe I was just being a bit of a chief, but I don't remember mum and dad having 700 toilet rolls when I was a kid, just in case. But who knows? But anyway, it's fascinating that you're sharing that hack with us now, Nick. I feel like you would not have shared that with us during the time when there wasn't much toilet paper. Was this only
the only person that I told about it, funnily enough, was I was at work one time and I bumped into David Rodigan, who he's a legendary DJ, plays a lot of reggae and stuff like that, and he's older, David Rodigan. I think he must be in his 70s, I think. Oh, he's been around for a long time.
He's an old guy,
a real legend though in the game. But still, like, even though he's a legend and a DJ and blah blah blah, I still feel some level of, like, because he's an older gentleman, I still feel some kind of level of, like, you know, is respect the right word, but some level of, like, care. We were in just talking about the pandemic and all of that, and I just told him, I was like, listen, because you're in work today pre-recording your show, you should definitely go down to the Marks and Spencers and blah blah, they've got everything in there. And he was like, oh, thank you, I'm definitely gonna do that after the show. So, like, I feel like I passed it on to a worthy person, you know.
Yeah, you help someone in the community, man, get me. He, you know, as an elder gentleman, he's one of the vulnerable ones. So you did the right thing, Nick. Very good. Very, very good.
I'm glad.
Also, app-wise as well, we've had to be using that NHS track and trace app. It's made a bit of a comeback, hasn't it? With QR codes.
The COVID-19 app. So, like, at first I was a little bit like, I don't want to download the app because everything you heard in the press was just negative about it. It's not that I didn't want to download it because I was one of these people that was worried about, you know, government knowing where I am and all that crap. It was just like the app was rubbish and, you know, it weren't working and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, when everything started reopening again back in, was it April this year, May? I thought, you know, I'm just going to do it. And it's actually, like, really, really easy. Because before, you could get around not having the app before, but you had to scan a different QR code and then fill out a thing every single time with all your details and blah, blah, blah. Mm. With the COVID app, man, it is literally just like you scan a QR code and then bam, that's it. It just checks you straight into that venue. No issues, no questions asked, and you can just carry on enjoying life, you know?
Yeah, and because
COVID is going to be a way of life, like, you know, I don't know if when the restrictions end on the 19th of July, that means we don't have to check into places anymore or what. But, like, you know, if we do, the app is just easy, bro. It's like, I just do it because it's so simple.
100%, 100%. I think it could be the new normal, Nick. Like, I, you know, it is normal to me. If I go to someone, they're like, can you scan in on the app? I'm like, yeah, man. Cool.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's funny because I see people moaning all the time. Sorry to cut across you, but I see people complaining all the time on...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you go on Twitter, yeah, and people are, you know, there's like two schools of thought on Twitter, isn't there? There's the people who like want their restrictions to end immediately. And then there's the people that are like, well, let's take our time because, you know, we don't know, blah, blah, blah. And I see people saying, we want our freedoms back. There's no freedom. And I'm like, and then like people question it like, well, I'm sat in the pub right now. Like I'm in the pub tweeting you right now. And then the other person will reply something along the lines of, yeah, but you can't get up and go to the bar, can you, to order your own drink? And then the other person replied, this is an exchange I saw, by the way. This person replied then saying, why the hell do I want to get up and get my own drink? The table service is the table service that has come from COVID, it needs to stay.
I'm here for it, bro.
For me, the days of getting up, queuing at the bar, six man deep, getting ignored by the bar staff and all of that shit. Fuck that, man. Like, this table service, I don't know what people are moaning about.
Yeah, I mean, for the customer, right? 110%. Like, I'm here. Get up and order drinks later. I've not done that for a year and a half, right?
I don't want to go back to that. That's the ghetto, bruv. Yeah. I ain't going back there.
People think that certain things are done to be bougie. I'm like that with bottles in clubs. If there's a group of us, right? I'm like, we are not going to go to the bar again and again and again. Let's just get a bottle to put all our money together. Yeah. Get a table, get an area, pour our own drinks, chill out, enjoy ourselves, yeah? None of this standing up at a bar, Nick. Nah, mate, not up for it.
Honestly.
But also, I do know that bars, though, for them, they do actually make good money off the bar, like the actual pubs themselves. So they will want it back because people walking up to bars and buying drinks, it's just a really quick way for them to make money. But I feel like their pubs have adjusted. I feel like they've adjusted now, like especially during the summer. I feel like they can do a good bit of business. During the winter, it's going to be hard for them if we can't all pile into a pub together and be in the warm. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like the warmth and closeness of people that used to be like the charm of the British pub. But that's not going to work if there's a new variant rife. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And we will have to sit down and be in separate places. So yeah, it's going to be very fascinating seeing how it moves forward. But I think the app is very interesting. And QR codes, boy, they made a comeback.
Yeah,
QR
man.
Codes made the big comeback during lockdown. I don't think I've used QR codes properly for years. And we've been able to point our phones and use the QR code to access websites for years. But it wasn't until lockdown when they were like, yeah, QR codes on the menu is the menu and you can order our drinks and download apps and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, QR codes have made a wicked comeback. They're back. They're
funny.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I think you've just nailed it there. You know, before this pandemic, even though getting the menu on your phone and all of that stuff now, it's like second nature to me. It's so easy. But like back then, if someone would have said, scan this code and that's how you get your... I'd have been like, are you mad?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Just give me the menu.
Yeah.
But the only thing I will say, which is a bit of an issue, is, you know, sometimes you go to certain areas and you've just, the signal on your phone is just ropey.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to them areas and obviously your signal's shit, like, you can't get the menu on your phone or you can't buy a drink and blah, blah, blah. So, like, I think what they're going to have to do is, I think, you know, most pubs have this anyway, to be fair. But... every pub's going to have Wi-Fi, or 100%. Every venue is going to have working Wi-Fi, because you can't guarantee phone connectivity in a lot of these places, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Wi-Fi, and I've seen a lot of venues have their own app now. They're just like, download the app. I'm like, yo, these like little pubs that you'd think that were like in the Stone Ages, like freaking with their service, were like, yep, sorry, we only take cash here. Now they're like, yep, download our app, order our drinks, and everyone's on board with it. So I feel that's like a good thing that's come out of this, if in terms of like us being able to, I don't know, use tech a bit more, lean on it a bit more, so it does the hard work for us. Long story short, me and Nick don't want to have to queue up for drinks again, all right?
Yeah.
Speaking of long,
never.
Quick segue into some tech that I've been sent over by Samsung. They sent me their Odyssey G9 QLED Dual QHD 32x9. It's just a super wide display, Nick.
Right.
A super wide, ultra wide gaming monitor. So it's 49 inches wide, yeah? Which is very, very wide. And it's for extreme gaming. And it's really hard for me to give you more about this than it is flipping wide, mate. It's curved as well. So it basically kind of goes around your field of vision a little bit more. And I fired it up. And first thing I did was actually I just plugged the computer into it to see how many windows I could open up at the same time. And I was like looking at six web browser windows at the same time. But my gosh, bruv, I have never experienced such a wide gaming monitor before. It's got a couple of HDMI inputs. It's got this like super, I can't remember the phrase of it. It's like this super HDMI port that they've got on it. It's like this super duper one that carries an even heavier signal. Mate, it is ridiculous. I'll send you a picture of it over, and I will be putting it on my socials and on How to Get Our Socials. But I just thought I'd give that a quick shout out because it's really hard to give a really wide display review other than saying it's really clear and it's really wide. But that's about it, really, bruv. If you want a really wide gaming monitor, this is the one. Or if you're working from home and you want to have some Netflix on one side of your screen and all your work on the other, this is the one. Maybe good for people that are editing videos, this wide monitor, actually. It'll be the one for them. You get me? There you go.
I mean, I really want to get a big monitor. So in front of me, on my desk at the moment, I've got my desk, which has got like the Rodecaster on and the Rodecaster Pro and my laptop and all of that. But then I've got like, I bought one of those, do you know, like a LAC shelf from IKEA. I've got the LAC shelf. It's got like a couple of legs on it. So it's got like a bit of a raised platform above my desk, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I want to put a monitor on there. Would you recommend, I mean, the curved one probably wouldn't work because I've got a couple of lights on the, of lights on the LAC shelf for when I'm doing like visual stuff. So I'd probably need the flat one, but you can get a flat version of that curved monitor, can't you?
I believe so. But have you got, how you see your LAC shelf, how heavy, how well in the wall is it? Have you drilled it in properly?
No, it's not on the wall. Sorry. It sits on my desk. So like I've got the LAC shelf and then I've got like four Capita legs coming off of the bottom of the shelf and it just sits on my desk.
Nick Brett, the IKEA Don. So I'm sure as you could imagine, it is something that is quite big and heavy as well. I'd say it's quite, because you've got a big screen there, right? So if you are going to put it on a shelf, which you are not, I'd say make sure the shelf is in the wall properly. And for someone like yourself if you're doing a show and recording content and you need to have like a script on one side, some imagery here, I don't know, maybe a social media feed if you're doing a live show or if you're streaming, this is the screen as well as if you're gaming as well. In fact, I'd go as far as to say if you were gaming and you didn't want to use the whole width of the screen and you could configure it, you could probably game on one side of the screen and have all of like your Twitch feed on the right-hand side. Do you know what I mean?
It's
wide enough for you to do that. Or if you just wanted a pure gaming experience, you have that curve. Yeah, so I think it is good. It's like having two extra screens in front of you without the faff of having the two stands for the screen. So I'd suggest it for someone like yourself. I let a mate of mine actually plug into it and they work in finance and they like have to use quite a lot of screen and they were like, yo, this is spreadsheets. This was so good for spreadsheet work. And I was like, yeah, cool, man. But it's also a gaming monitor in it. So unplug that thing. Let's play some COD. So it is, for you, someone like yourself, I'd say, yeah, man. Obviously, because you're looking at something that is in 2021, you know, it's QLED, it's, you know, QHD, it's a big monitor and it is Samsung. It is going to tip you over a grand to get this. Yeah. So, you know, obviously you can get a smaller monitor that's like a 34 inch or a 36 inch for about 350, 400 quid. But if you were to get two of those, you're then looking at about 800 quid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whereas you could just get the one wide screen and that's it. No messing around. And it's really not like, this sounds really weird, but the stand for it is quite, it doesn't get in the way. They've got this, it's a really long stand, these two long legs, but they've kind of splayed them left and right so that you don't lose any space in front of the screen. Because I was worried, like, this the stand for this is going to be insane, like, to hold it up. But yeah, man, it's a good bit of fun. It is got a bit of wow factor as well, Nick. I got to be honest. If you have that screen out in your studio, yeah, people are going to be like, fucking hell, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to get it. So Samsung, if you want to give me a free one or a discount, you know, just holler at me, because there's a space right in front of me that I'm looking at right now. It's empty and it would just look so great with a wide screen there. So that when I do all this Zoom shit, you know what I mean? I don't have to keep... Because when I do it on my laptop, it's like if I've got a script, I have to like make the Zoom really small or like whatever, you know what I mean? Whereas if you've got a big screen in front of you, the Zoom can still be massive and then you can have the script on the other side.
None of that, Nick. You will have none of those problems. If you struggle for screen space using this, you're a dickhead, innit? Like, and you're not a dickhead. You will not struggle with that, bruv. It's... Mate, I opened six internet tabs at the same time and spread them out, and I could use the sites with ease. Do you know what I mean?
Six pornos
at the same time.
Six porn hubs, you know what I mean?
Bruv, I didn't know where to look.
Man's got porn hubs, spank wire, red tube, you know what I mean? Man's just out here.
Gone cockeyed because I don't know where to look. But yeah, man, it's decent. I will get one over to you, Nick. I think it's definitely something that get. And here's my warning though: whenever you go up with screen size, that's with a phone, a TV, whatever, just know it's hard to go back. Once you go big, it's hard to go back because you get used to that screen real estate. Do you know what I mean? I'm like that with my iPhone 12 Pro Max. Like before, I was like, "Fuck, it's a bit of a big phone, but I got the new iPhone because it had the better camera. I got the Pro Max. Now, when I pick up a Pro, I'm like,
bro, don't slander the Pro, you know. I've got one in my hands right now. Man's dissing it hard.
Look, it's a good phone, Nick.
The Pro's decent, you know. I don't have the Apple links like you though, mate. You know what I mean? So
it's good though, Nick, but it ain't got the camera though, bro. The camera on the 12 Pro Max is just a little bit better.
Yeah, but the thing is, you need a fucking crane and scaffolding to take your phone out, mate. So, you know.
Yeah, I have got the little hook on the back so I can hold it because I've not got big gargantuan hands. Even though I'm a big fella, I've got quite dainty hands.
This is why Marcus is so muscly, mate. Just every time he gets his phone out, it's like doing a fucking bicep curl. You know what I mean?
Oh, mate. Listen, you know what? You're saying this now. I bet you if I get you on a 12 Pro Max for 2 weeks, you're never going back, bruv.
Well, look I'll never say no if Apple want to slide one my way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like freebie begging going on from my part on this podcast today.
Hey, Nick, don't fuck around. Nick's like, yeah, if you want to work with me, let's do it. Let's get.
Listen, I also plugged Rodecaster as well. So, you know, Rode, if you're locked into this, send me some shit.
Sort out the thing. Well, look, we're doing up the studio at How to Kill an Hour. Yeah. And I think we've got to be talking about home studios as well, man, because the studio's in bits. I'm not recording at the studio right now. I'm recording from home on my MV7, no Rodecaster. You've got your own studio set up in your bougie garden studio. It's the future,
really not
Nick.
That bougie, mate. At the minute, there's so much crap in here at the moment. Like, if you listen... That's like, I've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I've got like 8 boxes of trainers in here that are sitting around because I need to decide if I'm going to keep them or sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Box fresh. I've got, that's a ladder that's just in here. My MV7's over there actually behind me in a box, but I've also got the Rode NT, is it the NT1 Mini?
Yeah.
I've got that over there. I've got a Yamaha AG6. That's still in the box over there as well.
Freaking hell, Nick is teched out.
I got the Rode Wireless Go microphones down there as well. I got the SNES Mini sitting there, which I'm going to hook up to the telly, which I eventually put in here.
Okay. I didn't know you had the Rode Wireless Goes, you know. We've got the new versions of those. We're going to test them out. So it'll be good to chat with you about those as well.
Yeah, I got the Wireless Goes down there. Nice. I also got the Rode Invisilav.
Okay.
which is a thing that sticks to your chest, so like, or under your shirt, so that the clip mic essentially is hidden.
Okay, the mounting system, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it's decent, out. Bro.
Look, Nick has just let everyone know that not only is he willing to work with you, he has the kit to record from home, yeah?
No fucking around.
No messing around. You know what I mean? 100%, man, 100%. But yeah, man, I mean, look, that's what's kind of going on in the world of tech-ish. We're getting ready to open up a little bit. And yeah, man, I think Nick and I will be able to give you an update because we have had... And I know Nick said he's raring to get out there and try some experiences that are COVID safe in terms of that. And there's a few things that we've got coming up, actually. So I look forward to getting into those and sharing them with you as well. So we can talk about how, I don't know, hopefully things move in the right direction with regards to us being able to go out there and kill some time out and about. If not, it's just going to be me and Nick complaining about lockdown for these episodes moving forward.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's it. But where can we find you on social media, Nick?
Instagram is your best bet, to be completely honest. And it's just my name. Nick Bright.
That's the one. Yeah, I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. And of course, How to Kill an Hour is where you can find all things How to Kill an Hour. And if you do like this show and you fancy an ad-free version of it, or you fancy some bonus episodes, you can get all of those over at patreon.com/howtokillanhour, where we'll be giving you who support us a little bit extra. Well, actually quite a bit extra. It's quite a high value patron, actually, if you look at what we're giving you. So yeah, get us over there, and obviously we'll be giving you shout outs as well as we get a few of you signed up as well. There you
who
go.
Who gives you extra?
Who? Also can I just say, fucking up, you know, the internet this week, over this weekend, with regards to Matt Hancock, yeah, getting caught out. Jesus Christ. I have never seen the internet move so fast in terms of, like, do you remember we had like, Have I Got News For You? That was where you got your memes, innit? Pretty yeah, much. Yeah. That was the original meme show, innit, where they had one-liners. Bruv, the internet is so fast. Oh my days.
Mental.
Bro, insane.
Can I just say, like, obviously, look, you know, if he's... cheating on his wife and blah, like that stuff goes on, right? Okay, so like, I don't know, like, people out there are acting like they're white and blah, blah, blah. Like, that kind of shit goes on all the time, you know? And it's a bit sad in that, you know, people have been hurt on the other side of this, the woman's husband, his wife, they got kids and stuff as well. So like, there's a lot going on, right? But can I just say, to be caught in 8K, the way my guy has been caught lipsing, like not even like a little hug and a kiss. My guy was lipsing like he was 17 years old. You know, like back in the day when you used to like get a girl and you were like lipsing, because there's a difference between lipsing and lipsing. The way he was 100%. Grabbing the batty, I was like, my God, my guy Matt is on this thing.
100%. Just the picture, when I just saw the picture, when I saw the tension in his knuckles, yeah, grips in the bum, and I saw the way that her back was arched, I was like, this is, I could feel the hormones coming out of the image, bruv. I could taste the hormones coming out of both of them, yeah. I reckon the air in that room would have just smelled animalistic during that.
Unbelievable.
And then when the video dropped and we saw them do the
video. You know, the worst thing about the video for me, bruv, was like, we're dudes, yeah. And man to man, I feel like I could chat to other dudes about this. Like, when you're trying to be sly like that, We he's been caught, but it's like we would all do that, the same thing, like looking out of the door, like making sure everything's kosher, innit? Yeah, sweet. So yeah, come on, babes, come here.
The lips was against the door in case anyone opened the door. He leaned back against the door.
Outrageous.
So if anyone opened the door on him, he could be like, oh, sorry, I was just standing there, and the lips wouldn't get caught. He thought he was so sharp. And whoever planted that camera there, because blatantly, I don't want to get all conspiracy theorists, somebody planted that camera there, innit? That's a very suspicious space to just have a camera pointing at that random door, yeah?
Whatever. Is mad.
But like, yeah, like whoever placed that camera there has placed it in such a way where flipping out, mate, they got that lips from the, oh, is it, bruv? They even do a little dance as well, like a little handy left and right dance, and then the way his hand creeps down her arch back, and her bum almost grabs his hand back, bruv.
let me tell you, right, I bet you Bear of them other politicians are shitting themselves right now because 100%. You know that stuff goes down in those offices.
100%, bruv, they're humans, innit? And where humans are, there are human errors, yeah?
Bruv, there are people sweating right now.
Sweating. Bro, it's insane. It's insane. It's insane.
The Sun newspaper are probably sitting on bare other stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Just waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when they used to wait for an album to drop back in the day or a new movie to come out. They're sitting and they're ready to push the button. They've got it all cut. They've got it all edited down. But mate, the way they're really flipping hell. But anyway, sorry, back to the energy in that photo though, Nick. I felt like that reminded me of, like, you know when you first kissed someone that you fancied when you was a teenager, innit? That was the first lips, innit?
Yeah.
That was the energy from the first lips.
The way he was gripsing her. It's like they were in Time and Envy. You know what I mean? Time and Envy, they'd been on the VK Blues. Oh. You know what I mean? They'd been on the VK Blues, you know what I mean?
You know, they'd had a couple of shots of apple sours as well.
Yeah.
A couple of apple sours and a VK Blue, and they wanted to make, they were mixing rainbow tongues.
Up against the wall, like, you're waved so you don't care who's looking. You know what I mean? That's what was going down right there.
Oh, man.
And the fact that the reports now, I mean, these are just reports, so I can't confirm or deny them. I don't want to get How to Kill an Hour sued, or me. But the reports are that she's left her husband and he's left his wife, and they're trying to live happily ever after.
Oh, man, that's mad. That's mad. That's mad. That is mad. Flipping hell. And obviously, there's a whole thing that he's our health...
Well,
he was our chief health secretary.
He's gone, mate.
He was
resigned.
The one that was responsible for us to be...
But that's why he had to resign,
Was it hands, face, space, was it?
Yeah. And everyone was saying they changed it, didn't they? People were saying instead of hands, face, space, they were saying hands, face, back to my place. The internet is just jokes. But like, if you don't understand the situation, if you're somebody that either doesn't pay attention or is not from this country, he was our health secretary.
Yeah.
So basically in charge of all the kind of restrictions that were happening because of COVID and blah, 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 telling everybody that they can't, you know, see loved ones, even at funerals when they're in hospital, potentially dying, stuff like that. And obviously he's doing that, you know, kissing his aide, who's obviously not his wife, not in his bubble, you know, and all of that stuff. So yeah, you can see he had to resign essentially, you know, he had no way of staying.
In some ways though, Nick, it's the most human thing that he's done. It's the most human I've seen this guy.
Bro, I was having a discussion with a friend about this, right? Because people are kicking off, you know, and look, infidelity or cheating or anything like that is a tricky topic in itself, in that, like, we're all kind of judging him, saying like it's disgusting that he's cheated on his wife, blah blah blah. And I don't disagree with that. I'm not trying to condone cheating or anything like that, right? But what I'm saying is that happens daily. Someone is cheating now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah,
now, 100%. Now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That happens regular. There's loads of marriages that are loveless, marriages that are done, marriages of convenience, marriages where people are just together because they've got kids and stuff like that, right? That's probably what's happened in his life, yeah? Like, so the fact that he's kind of fallen in love with this other woman and she's fallen in love with him, like, that is, like you say, one of the most human things. You can't, there's not really anything you can do about that. But it's the fact that he's the health secretary and he's telling, this is the issue. He's the health secretary and he's telling people that they can't be within 2 meters of their loved ones.
Yeah.
And my guy is gripping up this girl like he's 17 years old at an under 18s night. You know what I mean?
100%, so, man.
That was the issue.
He was riding those bum cheeks with like a white knuckle ride. You could see.
Nemesis Inferno, bro.
Oh, mate. It's insane. Maybe in some ways he's shown us the blueprint of how you do it. So what you want to do if you're a key worker is employ somebody to have an affair with. Yeah. Because you're working with him anyway. He's like, well, you know what? We're in the same room together. May as well break all the rules. That's it. He's shown you the blueprint. But he's now no longer our Secretary of Health, but he's resigned. He wasn't fired, which is fascinating. Yeah. It was fascinating in that world, but mate, that is probably, I know this is bad, but it's probably, like I said, it's the most human thing he's done. I've felt like he's not a real person. Even when he cried on TV, everyone was saying it was like he was a robot squeezing out tears.
What will happen now is when he decides he doesn't want to be an MP anymore, for both of them, in fact, they will have offers from every single reality TV show to go on. Like they will, I'm telling you, bruv. Like, there'll be offers from I'm a Celeb. There'll be offers from Strictly Come Dancing. Because, like, even though it's a terrible thing that's happened, and, you know, loads of people are unhappy about it, unfortunately, in the world of show business, only one thing really matters, and that's fame and notoriety and, you know, who knows about you.
Yeah.
And watch, I guarantee you, when he's not a politician anymore and this all dies down, there'll be offers from different TV shows to come on.
You know what? And I'm probably going to, I'm not usually like this, but I'm watching it. Whatever he's on, I'm watching the Matt Hancock show, because he is... probably been the most entertaining thing during lockdown.
With Love Island soon come.
Oh, 100%, man. Anyway, I think it's about time we wrap up our Thursday thoughts this week. Flipping out, we're recording this on a Monday. Who knows what's going to happen between now and the end of the week with this geezer Matt Hancock in it? But we will see.
England are going to beat Germany. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get through to the final of the European Championships. But, you know, aside from that, probably nothing else.
Let's see how well that prediction ages. We'll see.
Next time coming home, mate.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for joining us here on How to Kill an Hour. Have we already spoken about our socials on this show? I don't know.
I think we have, ages ago, and then we started talking about Matt Hancock. But just in case you can't remember, because it was that long ago, you can get me on Instagram, Nick Bright.
Yeah, I'm Marcus Bronzy, and we're How to Kill an Hour as well. One more time, though, Nick. Fucking hell, the tension in those knuckles, bruv. The way that he's squeezing that bum. Bruv, when I'm seeing bits of bum cheek leak out between his fingers, because that's how hard he's squeezing it. Oh, mate, the energy.
The gripping
of the back off, bro. That when you kiss somebody and you run your hand down their back and grips their ass and pull it into you, you're basically having sex. That's sex,
That's the most gripping thing that's happened in Westminster for many a year, you know? Jeez.
Oh, man. Oh, hilarious. All right, man. Yeah, we'll be in your ears real soon. Thank you for killing some time with us. Cheers, Nick. Have a good one.
Nice one.
Bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.